Okay, this is Radio Broadway. This evening, we have a special guest here, Mr. Barnum. So, Mr. Barnum, hello. Today, we have our special topic about the history of the Broadway. So, Mr. Barnum is considered to be the inventor of the Broadway. And before we're gonna ask him about the Broadway, I'm gonna tell you some quick facts about the Broadway before Mr. Barnum came. It was the city's heart of business and affairs. Not many great things happened there. It was just like normal. No abstract was involved, and nobody came to Broadway on a dream until Phineas Barnum appeared, and now he's here. He should be dead now, but he came to us, to our radio station, and welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Mr. Barnum, tell us a bit about yourself and your life, please.
Okay, so I was born in 1810. I grew up in the countryside. My father was a farmer. And also a grocer, a tailor, a tavern keeper, and all that. And yeah, my dream of Broadway arose because my family promised me Ivy Island, a piece of land. And they always told me about this wondrous island, like paradise. They told me it was like paradise, and I was really looking forward to seeing that island one time. And when I actually saw it, it was an almost inaccessible, worthless bit of barren land. And I was very disappointed, so I decided I would invent my own Ivy Island. Yeah.
And this is your Broadway.
Yeah,
so to say.
That would be Broadway. Yeah. And yeah, about my life again. At 16, I moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah,
there I became a clerk. And in this time, I also used to stroll on Broadway, but at this time it was just that old Broadway, an elegant promenade. There was nothing much new, just, you know, a couple of theaters, a few grand hotels, restaurants, theaters. And, you know, at this time, exhibitions and theaters were regarded by most as outposts of the evil. And Irving Wallace said, laws were blue and life was gray.
Very interesting. So, Mr. Barnum, how did this whole thing start?
You know, 10 years before, I actually could start ministering there. I just ran a general store. I was sometimes a traveling showman, dabbled in local politics and all that stuff.
I also heard that you met Joyce Heth, is that right?
Yeah, that was what I was about to say. Yeah, I met Joyce Heth, a nice old lady, and the show was, we made a show out of that, and we claimed that she was George Washington's 161 years old nurse. And that's very old, and that's why people were stoked to meet her and ask her questions, and our the show was very, very popular. And we also went on tour, but short time after we started the tour, Joyce died, and there was an autopsy, and of course people found out that she was actually 80 years old,
and not 161. So yeah.
So she was only half as old as we claimed her to be.
Quite a sad.
Yeah.
End.
And yeah, that was the story about Joyce Heth. That's how it started.
That's nice. So in which way have you influenced the Broadway?
Yeah, so of course, yeah, I influenced Broadway a lot. First, it was this old, boring, but elegant street where it was nothing much, like I told before. And yeah, I changed that. I introduced like new stuff to curiosity museums, for example. First, it was just the boring museums with just a few skeletons standing around, and
people
found it real boring. So I invented new stuff like educated dogs, industrious fleas, jugglers, ventriloquists, living statuary, pantomimes, and stuff like that.
Mm.
And people were really, really stoked to see that those things, and it was a great success, a great variety. And of course, rival hucksters rose up and challenged. And so the Broadway filled with these amazements, and that's how Broadway came to be what it is now. Yeah?
Mm.
And today you find lots of things there: museums, showplaces, vaudevilles, concert saloons, variety houses, giant department stores, theaters, and all that. So yeah, that's how Broadway changed under my influence, so to say.
Well, thank you very much for this interview. I think it's very late, so we should stop this now. Yeah, I'm gonna go home. Now.